Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Jasmine returning your missed call, sir. How can I help you today?
Good. It's Raheem Joe.
Hey,
called me
Raheem.
Earlier.
Yes. Let me see who's trying to reach you. I know we spoke on Friday. The ladies are back in the office. Let me just get them online for you, okay?
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think you were going to call today, President's Day.
We're open every day. So
yeah,
we good.
That. That's for sure. Cool.
Yes, yes. This is for Mr. Naba, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And it's been assigned to Ms. Dina. Ms. Dina is the one that's been trying to reach you. Let me see if she's available, okay? 1 second.
Okay.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Okay, I'm going to try to get Dina on the line for you. Please hold. Okay, Ms. Dina is available. I'm transferring you to her now. If you have any questions, just always feel free to call me back, okay? Please hold.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Dina, how you doing? It's Ryan Cho.
Oh, hi. Okay. Yes, I do hear you. Let me pull up your page. Give me one moment. Okay, how can I assist you?
So we're trying to come on board. Me and Naba.
You just spoke with Jasmine?
Yes.
Okay. So in order to come on board, two things need to happen, okay? So the first thing would be for your caregiver to complete the requirements to become compliant with us.
Okay.
And the second thing would be for the insurance to send an authorization that states how many hours you're approved for and allows us to service. So do you have a specific day that you're looking to start?
Hello?
You have a day that you want to
start? Yeah, I guess I got to make sure. So you got to talk to Naba again. To see if the insurance cover as well as what was the first thing you said besides insurance?
The insurance and the paperwork.
Right. All right. So how do I go about getting that?
So I'm going to...
So we was with Healing Hearts, and we trying to switch over.
Okay. How many hours were you with them? How many hours were you working with them?
5 a day for the week.
5 a day. Okay. So 35 hours. Okay. So it'll be the same with us because whatever the insurance decides, they send to the agency. So let me see. Are you the caregiver?
Yes.
Yes. So I'm going to text you the information right now on what you need to fill out. And You'll be working with Monica from HR. She'll be helping with all the onboarding stuff, okay?
Okay, cool.
Yes. So if you have any questions about that, you can give her a call. I'm just trying to look up your number here. Is it the number ending in 5574? Oh, no, it's 9744.
Yes.
What's your number? Okay. So hold on one moment, and I'll have those sent over. Now, regarding the authorization, generally I would give it 4 or 5 days from when we request it because it takes that long for the insurance to send it to us. So
okay.
I always like to request it before you're ready so that when you are, we don't have to delay the process.
Right.
Do you have an updated TB test?
Yeah, I did one. I got the gold one, so he said I wouldn't have to do it again, something like that.
Yeah, is it done within the year?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so then it should be fine. So that's usually the longest thing. So you shouldn't take too long. The rest are just, if you see the text message, there's an application competency test, which is a test that just has caregiving questions, a direct deposit form, an I-9W-4 form, and then
okay.
some IDs. Okay?
Okay.
So
yep.
I would say the first thing for you to send would be the IDs because we need to run a background check, and that usually takes that can take a couple of days sometimes. So
a criminal background check?
Yes.
Well, I do have a criminal record.
So if you have a criminal record and the patient signs a waiver, you can still work for that patient.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. So... yeah, so send me your driver's license or any form of ID that you have on you when you have a chance, and then then you can fill out the links whenever you have time for that, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go call NAVA and arrange for the service coordinator to send the authorization because they need to communicate with the patient on that, and I'll keep you posted. You can call me at my number. I'm going to text it to you. So if you notice the text I just from Monica's number, so I'm going to send you mine as well. I'm going to be helping out the authorizations.
Okay.
All right. Any questions?
No questions.
Okay, great. All right, then. You have a good one, and we'll be in touch.
Yes, ma'am. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Bye-bye.